This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, Inna ja'alnahu Quranan Arabiya. Inna ja'alnahu. What do you say about ja'ala? Does it mean khalaqa or no? Ja'ala is more or less to make, if you translate it. And this is the problem. By the way, the Quran, the word of Allah, was sent down in Arabic. Inna ja'alnahu Quranan Arabiya. It is made in an Arabic language, the tongue of the Arab. So anytime you translate it, it doesn't become a Quran. It is a translation of the Quran. And that's why you have several translations. Sometimes this translation is better, that translation is better. And it's in any language. Imagine having something in the original language and translating it. It will lose some of its value, no matter what. The same thing with the Quran. The English is translation, it's not the Quran. So this man, Bishr al-Marisi, telling Abdulaziz ibn Yahya, Inna ja'alnahu. Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, we created the Quran. Inna ja'alnahu Quranan Arabiya. So Abdulaziz rahimahullah told him, ja'ala, it means khalaqa, and it means something else, depending. So Bishr told him, back to dodging the answer. Now you are dodging the answer. So we are equal now. He told him, no, we are different. You are following the misguidance and I am following the truth. You are saying ja'ala means khalaqa. I'm telling you sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. By the way, this is not the text of the Book of Allah. You are looking for the meaning. And I'm okay with that. You could not give me a text saying that the Quran is created. We're moving to the meaning and the implications of words, that's fine. What does the word imply? Ja'ala. Allah says at the beginning in Surah Al-An'am, Alhamdulillahi, Alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard, wa ja'ala adh-dhulumati wan-nur. Praise be to Allah who created heavens and earth and made darkness and light. It's the same meaning. Khalaqa and made. Here in this ayah, it's the same. Created darkness and light. He told him yes. But in what do you say? Before he tells him the answer, he asked him, whoever says Allah is created, walayadu billah, is he a disbeliever? He said, yes, he is a disbeliever. He says, whoever says the Quran is my creation, I created the Quran. Who created the Quran? He told him, Allah Azza wa Jal. He told him, someone else created the Qur'an with Allah. He told him, no, Allah only himself, Azza wa Jal. So he told him, if someone claimed that he's created the Qur'an, is he a disbeliever? He said, yes. He told him, okay. What about the angels? Who created the angels? He told him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, if somebody claimed that he created the angels, he said, he's a disbeliever. He told him, okay, then listen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَجَعَلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَجَعَلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ إِنَاثًا. They made the angels whom Allah Azza wa Jal, whom are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they made them females. وَجَعَلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ إِنَاثًا. جَعَلُوا here, صَيَّرُوا. That's the meaning of ja'alu. They considered them, they made them. If you say they created the angels whom are the worshippers of Allah, it doesn't make any sense. It's not giving any new meaning. It doesn't make sense. Another ayah. الَّذِينَ جَعَلُوا الْقُرْآنَ عِزِينَ. Those who made the Qur'an subject of entertainment, to make fun of. الَّذِينَ جَعَلُوا الْقُرْآنَ عِزِينَ. Did they make the Qur'an or they created the Qur'an? You already said that whoever said the Qur'an is created is kafir. Allah Azza wa Jal saying in the Qur'an that they made the Qur'an the subject of their entertainment. Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that they created the Qur'an. Bishr here was speechless again. So he told Al-Mamun, he told him, Ya Amir al-Mu'min, O Commander of Faithful, this man, he's not from the Arab. And he's interpreting the Qur'an according to his whims and desires. He doesn't know what he's speaking about. جعل in the Quran, it means خلق if it gives the meaning without the need of continuation. جعل means صير, made, when if you stop at it, you cannot know anything until you continue. You have to continue. So when we look at the first ayah, الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل, we know that وجعل, even if you stop here, there is a creation involved. But when Allah Azza wa Jal told the mother of Musa alayhi salam, إِنَّا رَدُّهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَعِلُوهُ, we are returning him to you and making him, if you stop, you don't understand anything. We are returning him to you after Allah Azza wa Jal commanded her to throw him in the sea. He gave her the glad tidings that he will be a messenger. إِنَّا رَدُّهُ إِلَيْكِ, we are returning him to you and creating him. It doesn't make sense. وَجَعِلُوهُ, if you stop at it, it doesn't give you any new meaning. You have to continue. وَجَعِلُوهُ, what? مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So you have to understand the context. You have to continue or you have to stop. Bishr said, where are you bringing this from? We have to stop or we have to continue. Tawseel, waqf wal wasl. That's what you see the signs in the Quran. Jeem, sili, qili, these signs where you should stop, we should continue. He told him, this is mandatory upon the Muslims to learn. Bishr told Abdulaziz ibn Yahya rahimahullah, this is mandatory to learn? Abdulaziz ibn Yahya rahimahullah told him, yes. Otherwise, you will be changing the meaning. You are committing kufr if you do it deliberately. He said, where is that from the book of Allah? He told him, when you say, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو, Allah testifies that there is no deity worthy of worship but Him. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو. If you stop at شهد الله أنه لا إله, if you stop there, Allah testifies that there is no deity, وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, you are committing kufr, you have to continue. Right? And sometimes, if you continue, if you stop where you should continue, you are also committing kufr. And there are many examples. I wrote here some of these examples. Well, actually, that certain ayah about where you continue and you have to stop. Or you stop and you have to continue. There are many examples in the Quran. So he told him, this is a knowledge that is essential. The final say, Abdulaziz ibn Yahya rahimahullah told Al-Ma'mun, he told him, if I have two people, one of them is my slave, and the other one, you don't know about him. The only way of communication between me and you is through writing. And in 18 times, I told you, give my slave, Zaid, that money. And in 54 times, I told you, give my person that I named him, give Ahmad, that money. 54 times. I did not mention that he is my slave. 18 times, I mentioned the other one is my slave. Then you came to me, and I told you, the other one, whom I wrote about 54 times, I told you he is my slave. Why didn't you know? Should I have known that he is your slave? While 54 times you did not mention that, and 18 times you mentioned about the other one that he is your slave. Should I have known? The Khalifa told him, no, you are telling the truth. If the only way of communication is writing, and in 54 times you did not say that he is your slave, then how do you know? Abdulaziz ibn Yahya rahimahullah told him, that's exactly what's in the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the creation, 18 times mentioning the creation, 54 times mentioning the Quran, never Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that the Qur'an is created. He always distinguished, like at the beginning of Surah Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ, taught the Qur'an, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ, created the man. He differentiated between them. Why didn't Allah say Ar-Rahman, خَلَقَ الْقُرْآنِ, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ? For instance, always it is differentiated. That's one thing. Another thing, he told the Khalifa, in conclusion, that was the closing, he told him, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions everything or something, not necessarily including everything, depending on the context. When Allah Azza wa Jal said, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay, Allah is the creator of everything. He did not include himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not include his knowledge. Similar to that, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the people of Ad, their punishment. What was the punishment of Ad? With the wind. The wind, what's the description of that wind? تُدَمِّرُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ